We're going to be reading from chapter 27 of Genesis. Chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here I am. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said to Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou not but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. We'll take a look at the portion of scripture in a few moments. Genesis 27. This morning we want to look at a family in crisis. I just read a few moments ago this chapter. It's quite a lengthy chapter. I hope no one went to sleep while I was reading. But anyway, it gives us the story of what happened to this family. You know, God had made clear what his plan and purpose was. Just as he had chosen Isaac to be the promised son of Abraham and would accept no substitute, so he chose Jacob to be the one to receive his special blessing instead of Esau. When the twins were born, God said to their mother, "The elder shall serve the younger." This was God's word on the subject and should have settled the matter. But we find that each of the family members was unwilling to do God's will and sought to have their own way. There's fault enough to go around for all of the different members of the family in this situation. We see, first of all, Isaac, the elderly father, that it's estimated that he was about 137 years old. I think it was Martin Luther or someone who figured that up, 137. And feeling his age, he said he didn't know when he might die. He was thinking, "Well, you know, I'm getting up there. Better prepare myself and give this blessing before I die." He actually lived to be 180, so 43 more years. So he wasn't really on his deathbed, so to speak. But he was thinking that he might be. And notice it says that he couldn't see very well. He must have been blind completely, because he couldn't tell the difference between Jacob and Esau, right? With all the getup that Jacob had on. So he was blind. And Esau, remember, was his favorite son. This is one of the big problems in this family, was that the mother favored the younger son and the father favored his older son, who was Esau. Now, they were twins, of course, you remember. It was only a moment between them, and yet they express it this way, as one is elder and the other is younger. And so he called Esau and he says, "You know, I don't know when I might pass away, and I want to give you this blessing before I die." Now, what's wrong with that? The problem is, God had said the elder shall serve the younger. So Isaac had no reason to give the special blessing of the elder son to Esau, because that was not God's plan. He's stepping out of line, right? And so he told Esau to prepare a special meal, to go out into the field to find a deer, and to prepare a venison feast for him, and then he would give him his blessing. Seems like Isaac loved to eat this good food, and he was going to give the blessing in connection with that to his son. Meanwhile, we find Rebekah, the scheming mother, overhears what Isaac is saying to Esau. And she said, "Oh no, this can't possibly be, you know. Esau is not supposed to get the blessing." So she devises a plan to have Jacob, her favorite son, receive the blessing instead of Esau. She was not willing to trust God to work things out, but must have felt that she needed to help him. You know, you think God needs help? Here he had already expressed his plan that Jacob was going to be the one to receive the covenant that he made with Abraham. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Not Esau. He said, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Not in the sense of hatred as we think of it, but he was not the chosen one. Jacob was the chosen one to carry on the line that would eventually lead to Christ, to the Messiah coming, and to provide salvation for all who would trust in him. But Rebekah was not content to wait for God to do something. Just like Sarah, you remember when they were waiting for Isaac. At one point, I think after 20 years or whatever, or 10 years maybe it was. Anyway, she decided that she had to help God out. You know, she says, I'm here, I am getting old. I couldn't possibly have a child. So she gave Abraham her servant girl, right? Hagar. And she said he can have a son with her, which he did. Of course, that created more problems, didn't it? And eventually they had to send away Hagar and Ishmael, and Isaac was the heir according to what God had planned. So we see the plan of God and what these people are seeking to do to work things out. So she persuaded Jacob then to disguise himself and pretend to be Esau and deceive his father. It sounds like one of these soap operas, you know? Days of Our Lives, you know? You ever seen that? You know what I mean? And here it is back in the Old Testament times. You can see Jacob dressed in his brother's clothes and with the goat's skin, hairy skin on his hands and his neck, so he can pretend to be his brother. And she prepared a delicious meal. Now, you know, there's no question Rebecca was the best cook in the whole area, because she took two goats and made them taste like venison. You think that would be quite a job? Anyway, or maybe Isaac was so old he couldn't tell the difference. It could be, I suppose. At any rate, we find that they pulled it off. He put on this outfit, disguise, and went in to his father with the food, and he tricked him. You remember Jacob, that's what he does. He's a trickster. So, third one is Jacob the deceiving son. And you would think, you know, usually when we think of this, or at least I think most people, they picture this young boy or maybe a teenager. Do you know how old Jacob was at this time? 77 years old. He was no kid. Think of that. And he should have known better, right? But yet, well, you can say, well, he did obey his mother. You can give him credit for that. But they are in this scheme together. And in this story, we find Jacob repeatedly lying to his father. So he may have respected his mother, but he certainly did not respect his father very much, right? Deceive him in that way, and to lie to him and say that he was Esau when he was not, and all of the other lies that he told in fooling his father. And so we see here, this is what he intended to do. And the point is, finally, Isaac did give the blessing to Jacob. He was finally convinced that he was Esau, and he gave him the blessing. The remarkable thing about it is, after it was all over and he found out the truth, he said, yes, I gave him the blessing, yea, and he shall be blessed. So it had to stand. I think maybe Isaac finally remembered what God had said. You know, I'm sure Rebecca must have told the whole family, right? This is what God said to me. The elder shall serve the younger. And it's repeated a number of times throughout the scriptures. This was God's plan. And so they all knew about it. And yet, Isaac says, yes, and he shall be blessed. So finally, God's will is going to be accomplished. You see? No matter what people might do, trying to change what God has decreed is not going to work. You know? He's God, and we're not. Right? And we cannot go against his will and have it stand. So anyway, although it was obtained in a dishonest, deceitful way, Jacob did receive the blessing. Later, however, we find that he, we'll see this a little later when we get into the story, he was cheated and deceived many times by his uncle Laban. You remember that story? When he went there, he said, I'll work for 7 years for your daughter, Leah. Rachel. I'll work for your daughter, Rachel. So what happened? And he went into the tent that night. Everything is dark. He gets his wife and he comes out. When the sun comes up the next day, he finds out it's not Rachel. It's Leah, the older one that Laban couldn't marry off. So he tricked him into it, you see. He pulled a Jacob on him. And then again, he said, when he was getting ready to leave there, that you've changed my wages 10 times. So this Laban pulled the same kind of tricks on him that he had done to his father. So be sure your sin will find you out, right? It'll come back on you. So then we find the last person is Esau, the despairing brother. Here, Esau comes in after going out, getting the deer, preparing the meal, and he comes rushing into his father, and he's, oh, my father, here I am. Isaac says, who are you? Who are you anyway? He said, I'm Esau, your oldest son. And he said, wait a minute, who was this that came in and got the blessing? And so we find the disappointment and the heartache produced here in Esau through this terrible situation. He said he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, even me also, my father. Can't you give me a blessing too? And finally, Isaac did give him sort of a blessing, but it was nothing like the one that Jacob got. He still was subservient to his brother, humbled, put down. And he says, Jacob, yeah, he's named right. He says, he's tricked me twice. He took away my birthright, and now he's taken away my blessing. But you remember, what about the birthright? You remember that one? Jacob, Esau comes in from the field tired and weary, and he's hungry. And here is Jacob making a pot of stew. And Esau says, hey, I'm hungry. Give me some of that food, would you please? And Jacob says, the only way I'll give it to you is that if you sell me your birthright. And he says, what good would the birthright do me? I'm starving to death. You know, kind of exaggerate a little bit. But anyway, so he said, okay, I don't want the birthright anyway. It says, thus Esau despised his birthright. Now he's saying Jacob stole it from him. He didn't really. And now the blessing, he did steal that. So we find here a bad situation. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 about Esau. I think we read this one other time, but it applies here. Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 15. I thought I had a marker. Yeah, here it is. Chapter 12 and verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest thou be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. See, it's too late. He didn't get the blessing that he wanted. He played the victim, but he was the one that had sold the birthright himself. And he didn't, he was just not the kind of person that God could use in this way. He was one who was more concerned about his own pleasure, his own needs, than he was anything else. Had no real desire to serve God. His disappointment then, we find here, turns into hatred. Down to verse 41, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And he said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob." See, he's ready to kill him. Just like Cain got angry and killed his brother Abel. Like Joseph's brothers were upset with him and put him down in the well and sold him as a slave into Egypt, thinking they would never see him again. Esau hated Jacob. And we find then the conclusion of this story. rather than let that happen, Rebekah convinced Isaac and Jacob that they would send him away to her brother Laban back in Mesopotamia. And she intended for him to stay, it says, a few days, verse 44. Tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away. You know how long Jacob spent with Laban? 20 years. Rebekah never saw Jacob again. He was gone, you see. This is another tragic story. It's the one that she loved so much. Her favorite son, she never saw him again. Well, what a story. Talk about a dysfunctional family. What do you think? Huh? Wow. The whole family seems to be that way. As the poet said, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." I think that was Bobby Burns, the one who said that. But anyway, how much better it would be to trust the Lord, to take His plan. He had already pronounced how it would be. So why should these people seek to change what God has already said is going to happen? You know? Now, we never do that, do we? Think of that. You know, we read something in the Scriptures that tells us what God desires for us to do, and yet we say, "Well, no, I don't think so. I think I'll try something else," you know? And yet it never works out, because God is going to have His way, isn't He? We're not going to be able to change what He has decided, except that we make ourselves to suffer. Your Jacob is still the one who inherits the blessing. He's still the one whom God is going to bless and eventually bring Christ into the world through Israel. Nothing has changed except everyone suffers from this. Rebecca suffered not seeing her son again. Jacob suffered from the way Laban treated him. And Isaac was disappointed because he was not able to have his favorite son promoted, so to speak. Esau, of course, was beside himself in losing everything. And yet it could have all been avoided if they had only followed God's plan from the beginning. They could have saved themselves a lot of grief if they had remembered God's word and yielded themselves to His will. And the same is true for us today. You know, whether it be a person that needs to be saved or one who is a believer living the Christian life, we must place our faith in Christ and trust Him and allow Him to do His work in us. First to bring us to Himself for salvation, and then to help us to live daily for His glory. So it's a good lesson for us to look at, to think, you know, God's will is going to be done. We need to just make sure that we are lining up with it and not going against what He has for us to do. So may the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Turn to page 600.